Hey, dude, guess what tonight?
What?
Pool party, my house, 8 o'clock.
Welcome to Pool Party Radio. This is the number one deadite podcast in all of Texas. I'm your host, Parker, joined as always by Jazazzle, Rizazzle, Frizazzle. How are you doing, Mr. Frizazzle?
I guess that's me. Hi, Parker. What happened? Are you having a stroke? Are you feeling okay?
Were you going to ask me if I was having a stroke? Because you know that's my greatest fear.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's why I needed you to come and kill me, if you remember from some early episode.
Yeah, I remember. That offer still stands. But what happened with the new nickname? Where did that come from?
I don't know. I just thought it would be a little fun to, you know, just add some pizzazz to your name.
I like it. Yeah. Speaking of pizzazz, though, I'm walking all over your introduction. We've got some pizzazz on the show tonight with Katie Rutz of Rotten Rantings. How are you doing, Katie?
I don't have any jazzazzle. I feel a little bit like, you know, underappreciated here.
Everybody knows.
Kay Zazzle, Rotzeezy, taking it easy.
To be fair, I also didn't play like a whole slap dance song a few seconds before we recorded, much like Frisbee did. You are much jazzier than I am, sir.
Would you like to have a theme song, Katie Rutz?
I would love it. I would love it.
There you go.
I don't want that theme song.
Kizazzle, Rizazzle, and your theme music on the show.
I feel like that's kind of like an omen of what kind of crap you're going to talk on me tonight. So I'm a little concerned. No, you played some Limp Bizkit for me.
That's a hot song. Everybody likes that song. I don't know what you're talking about.
In the 90s, yeah. Yeah.
Well, absolutely. I think we would all like to go back to the 90s, if you know what I mean.
At least you would, Parker. At least you would.
I most certainly would.
Didn't we just discuss that you would like to be in the 80s or 1997,
was it? Yeah, 97, I think, is the perfect year for culture in American history. And so, yeah, if I could time travel, I think I would go back to any time in the 80s, probably the early 80s. I don't want to relive 89. That was a bunch of bullshit. But, yeah, the early 80s or 97, or, like, maybe 72.
You don't like the 70s, do you? I thought you hated old movies.
Well, 72 is my cutoff. Anything before that is old to me. So if I was like a teenager in 72, I think I could deal.
72 is like Ziggy Stardust, or was that 74? That was 72, right?
I think 72.
And yeah, that'd be the ushering in of real culture,
mm-hmm.
which I can halfway agree with, though the other half of me knows that's not factual. So,
yeah.
Can I tie this into something? Because 1974 did produce the greatest movie of all time, Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Just putting it out there.
Do you feel that that is the greatest movie of all time?
It and Fight Club are, in fact, my favorite movies ever.
That is wild to me. When did you first see the Texas Chainsaw Massacre?
I was probably like 13 or 14, and I was born in 78, so you do the math. Like, I was, you know, not in 74 at all. I was -4 when the movie came out.
I see what you're saying. That will probably explain away a little bit of why you don't like this new Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Do you like
bullshit.
This? No. I think the only reason people would not like the new Texas Chainsaw Massacre, or a big reason anyway, is liking the original one.
Bullshit.
And feeling very nostalgic for it. That's all we get nowadays with these movies is, oh, I can't...
Before we get ahead with ourselves, we haven't even explained what we're doing here. The reason we're talking about Texas Chainsaw Massacre, well, and why Parker's talking about the newer Texas Chainsaw 3D, is because we're going to be discussing two particular films that seem to extend franchises or remake a franchise, with the more recent Evil Dead remake, compared to Texas Chainsaw 3D. We have all three seen these films, and we'll be comparing them and see which ones we prefer and for what reasons.
Can I, before we get started, I just want to say that this whole cast is bullshit. And we shouldn't be arguing this at all. And hopefully Frisbee, you're on my side. Because, man, do I hate Parker. Okay, I'm ready.
Well, before we get started, I want to do something else. I just like saying before we get started. Again, it seems like we've all been saying this. So before we get started, can I read this email really quick?
Oh, yeah, we've got an email to read. This is a segment that I'm not going to play music for, but we like to call it Sticking Your Fingers in the Air, where so that Frisbee can see where you're at.
All right. And our email comes from Olympic Artichoke. Jordan, that is, from Olympic Artichoke Radio. Check them out on iTunes. And email's titled Heat in Six. Dear Razor Babes and Parker, I was glad to hear that you guys cut that twice-a-month crap out and are back to your regular weekly pee casting. I was also very glad to hear Muhammad on the last show. I hope he had fun on his vacation. Did he end up in Chile by any chance?
Yeah.
All right. Well, you heard it straight from his mouth. Straight from his very real mouth. Signed, Jordan from Olympic Artichoke Radio, a devoted poolie. That's what I'm calling pool party radio listeners. I like that. Mm-hmm. Parker, do you like that?
I love it.
Muhammad, any thoughts?
No.
Okay. Swell. P.S. Who would win in the fight? Rowdy Roddy Piper or the tall man? Now, is this the tall man of internet fame?
The tall man from that Jessica Biel movie. You're thinking about Slenderman.
Yeah, I'm just thinking of Slenderman.
Who the is tall very man, tall?
Tallman from Poltergeist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what you're thinking about.
Chicken Dad always wins.
Unless it's like being viewed as a film. I think then it probably never wins.
Well, Tallman and Rowdy Roddy Piper are both intimidating characters who can yell very powerfully in short bursts. But, I mean, we've all seen They Live. We know Rowdy Roddy Piper will do anything to make people put on the glasses, so.
I would like to see the tall man wear sunglasses.
Yeah. There needs to be a deal with it, tall man gif somewhere.
Yeah, that would be great. I think if we're talking about...
Deal with it, boy!
Yeah, if we're talking about Roddy Piper, then I think the tall man would win, because A, the tall man is pretty much unstoppable, and B, judging from Roddy Piper's wrestling career, he would, like, try to hit the tall man with a chair, but then, like, the tall man would turn around just in time and see it, and then Roddy Piper would, like, leave the ring, and then the referee would wake up and count to 10, and then the tall man would win by disqualification. But if we're talking about his character Nada from They Live, then I definitely think that guy would win, because he took out an entire race of aliens. And, spoiler.
Tall man is an alien, yeah.
Or something, yeah. He's just one.
I think he just minus-bloated everyone.
I'm hoping so. I'm hoping people ponder this for a long time.
Well, you, Katie, who do you think would win?
I'm going to remain neutral on this one, because I don't have any vested interest.
There is no neutral. Put on the glasses, Katie. Who would win?
All right, fine. Roddy Piper. Hands down. For the money.
Nice.
All right.
So that's
sorry. You were saying earlier that thought you were going to get bullied on the show. And I promised that you would not get bullied, and I'm already yelling at you to make a decision.
What's up with that, Frisbee? Jeez.
I didn't think it'd be me. Parker has been on Rotten Rantings pretty recently, though.
Yeah, he's kind of our sometimes host. He comes on whenever it pleases him. And, yeah, when he's not on, I just talk shit on him. That's kind of how we roll.
Yeah, that's their secret plan on how to get me on the show, is that way I can actually defend myself. When they talk crap about me.
To be fair, I think I talk crap on you. Robo doesn't always talk crap on you. He's a pretty nice guy, right?
I don't know. I think he said something about me this time. I don't remember. He's probably pretty good, though.
You should have been on that show, though, because we talked about that awful, boring conspiracy theory movie, which you actually took stock in, so.
Yeah, the movie sucks. I watched it, so I guess I should have gotten something out of it and talked about it. And you guys also talked about my favorite, well, one of my favorite movies, The Shinings.
Which was really fun, because I don't think anyone really talks about it, because everybody knows it. So it was really fun to talk about it. I really dug it. I loved
it. Did you talk about Room 237?
Yeah, and then we went to, like, The Shining. Room 237 made me think that everybody is full of cuckoo-ness, And I asked if, in fact, people watched Dude, Where's My Car enough times, if they would also have conspiracy theories.
Yeah, there's probably some in there.
Yeah, I'm sure there are. That movie's about aliens.
Yeah, absolutely. So, but yeah, we also introduced our new rating system. It was a very fun episode. And talking about The Shining made me feel all warm inside. And Perk, I'm sure when we went to ratings, you felt good. Because I was like, it's a 10. And Rob was like, it's a 10. It's a 10.
Yeah, of course it's a 10. It's the greatest piece of art ever made.
We're pushing that, but okay.
What is a greater piece of art? Some shitty painting? Or like a Run DMC
Texas
album?
Texas Chainsaw.
No, that's an absurd thing to say.
I guess we'll get to that.
Yeah. All right, so what we're going to do here now is you seem to really enjoy The Evil Dead. And you really seem to hate me because I don't enjoy The Evil Dead, which is a very weird stance to take in something.
Yes, I agree.
And so you also seem to hate the new Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
More than life itself.
Yeah, which is a movie that I think is very interesting. I won't make an argument that it's a great film, but I will make an argument that it's a very interesting film and that it's at least better than the Evil Dead remake.
Huh. I don't even know you. Do you want me to, like, tell you why you're wrong, or are we going to go through your spooky points?
Are you crazy?
I'm very sane, in fact. Very sane. Frisbee, now can get you mad give me a little talking. Backup?
Well, I was going to say, I'm not sure my role in this is until Muhammad started speaking up. I'm sure that he's a Texas Chainsaw fan, too. Is that correct?
No.
All right, well, maybe he should mediate, because, yeah, I just watched Texas Chainsaw 3D for the first time today.
Well, hold on. Before we get to it, before we get to any sweeping...
No, let him talk.
Well, I'll let you... go ahead, well, please. I'm sorry.
Before we get to that...
I hate to intrude. Well, I hate to intrude. Everybody on this show hates to intrude.
I hate to intrude.
Me too.
Okay.
So please continue. That's Muhammad, by the way. Did we introduce Muhammad? That's Muhammad. He's our producer and also the prophet of the Islam, blah, blah, blah. Please continue.
I thought that was the other one. I thought that was the New York sounding guy.
Oh, yeah, that's the other, well, yeah, that's the other one. That one for sure is the prophet of the Islam religion, and this one just may or may not be, depending on
your
taste.
Come on, Parker, get your...
I was going to say, how am I supposed to even take you seriously, Parker?
I don't know.
You don't even know who's the prophet.
You don't know up from down, left from right,
I don't
night
know.
And day. You think Texas Chainsaw is somehow better than Evil Dead?
I love you, Frisbee.
You're a man. We talked at great length about how you don't like the Evil Dead remake.
But he hates I would, Texas more.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Come on.
Come on. Come There's, on, you.
They tried in Evil Dead. Like, Evil Dead had the fault of one person who did not seem like an actor. Texas Chainsaw was like, everyone was at fault for not being an actor except for one person. Like, what's this actor doing among all these people? It's a fucking travesty. It's a waste of time, dude.
You think that movies hinge on whether or not they contain good actors? Is that correct?
Yeah, that they can suspend belief? That they can make me believe I'm where they want me to be in this film and setting? Yeah, totally.
All right, well, then I think...
That is a high, high mark for me.
Well, then I think we're going to have to throw out the original Texas Chainsaw and the original Evil Dead and say they're both crap by your rules here.
Before we go into that, can
I
at least...
Those originals. I'm talking about Texas Chainsaw 3D.
Can I at least defend, yeah?
By that girl in the backseat of the cop car going, I'm a Sawyer.
Oh, and she's like 22. She's 22. Yeah. She'd be like 42. Come on. No, oh, my God. I hate that movie
not
so
even
much.
Look right.
Well, we
close
have...
to the age. They're using right. fucking iPhones. They have no excuse in this movie.
Yeah, I know. Well, come on. They're retconning not that this movie takes place in the 80s. They're saying that Texas Chainsaw, the original, maybe, takes place in 1988. And if you
are
can...
making bullshit up,
no,
Parker.
If you can...
You're lying.
If you concede that point, then the timeline makes perfect sense. They hide the dates of... Every back like story thing, like she's going through like the newspapers of what originally happened, the original Texas Chainsaw. It never has a date on it.
This sequence magically makes her feel connected to the bloodline of Sawyer. I have no fucking care about her identity of being adopted and her new family as she finds it. I mean, this guy killed all her fucking friends. And she's like, and oh, but I
love you.
My cousin.
I love him. I'm going to hug him. Fucking, but I didn't check the basement for him. Don't worry. So, Parker, do I get a minute to defend my two plot lines? And Frisbee get a minute to defend his before you break down our views? Can I do that?
Oh, no.
Okay.
Hold on. We got to... All right. We've got to get into these spooky points. Because that's really the crux of this whole segment.
Yeah, before we get started, All right.
Okay. And we should also say, for people who haven't seen it, although you should probably see both of these movies because we'll spoil the crap out of them, that the Texas Chainsaw Movie is a direct sequel, not a remake, to the original film. And, which I think is very important and goes a long way. But that's just me. I like, not remakes sometimes. So, what we have here is a few points, 5 or 6 points, on how to judge a movie. I got it from howtojudgeamovie.blogspot.com.
That's a pretty wise search.
Yeah, so pretty self-explanatory stuff here. We got a few categories, and then we'll debate these two films based on these categories. The first being visual and oral. I think that's, you know, how much fellatio is in the film. And there's a lot more fellatio in Texas Chainsaw. This is, you know, clear. This is, you know, things that are not spoken explicitly. How movies look and how they sound.
I don't agree. Visual and oral? Evil Dead is a visual masterpiece. There's 20,000 gallons of blood. How much more visual do you get? All practical effects except for, like, the burning sequence. Like, come on, Parker. How are you even arguing this?
And the scene where the wood comes out of fake Mia's mouth. That was obviously CG as well.
Come on.
I can be objective, unlike every other horror fan on the planet. So I will actually concede, sort of, that Evil Dead does this better. It does look like something. Like, Texas Chainsaw just kind of looks like a horror movie. But, you know, the Evil Dead movie looks like a mix between a Michael Bay Texas Chainsaw Massacre movie and, you know, like a Japanese horror movie. It has a look to it. It's not original by any means. Everything's dirty and gross and grimy, and everything is tinted gray and brown. It's not original, but it has a look to it, I guess. It's not anything that's inspired by Evil Dead. It's inspired by Michael Bay, and it's inspired by Saw, and it's inspired by The Grudge. But, yeah, I guess if that's cool with you, it does have a look to it.
My sometimes third co-host is gonna kick from the program. No, I mean, this is very visual, like, The practical effects are amazing. The blood is great. And I know that you think the dead items, according to your iPhone, aren't dead items. In fact, they are more Japanese whatever. But I see that a little tiny bit, but I really think they did a great job and did a great homage. And I kind of want to ask Frisbee, because I know you're not a big fan of this. So why didn't you like this?
Why didn't I like Evil Dead?
Why didn't you like the visuals and graphics in Evil Dead?
Well, I don't know. I'm trying to think of what I didn't like about it. And I don't remember talking about the visuals so much. I did really like the ending.
We'll get to that. That's on one of these point lists.
But if you want to talk... Metal Brain is on a point list?
Well, sort of.
Well, I was talking about the visual.
Okay, the visual aspect,
Yeah, I thought that was pretty arresting.
Yeah, that was good. But this whole movie, like, the dead items, they don't look like deadites from Evil Dead. They look like the Ring Girl, and they look like the Exorcist, and they behave like zombies. I don't understand what's Evil Dead about any of this that's happening.
What about the main girl in the basement? I mean, she's like...
She's the one.
Totally.
She is getting into some oral, if you want to talk about oral.
Well, I want to talk about
remember
oral.
Remember that? Remember that?
Yeah, I remember
she
that.
She cuts her tongue.
She cuts
like,
her tongue.
Splits it open.
Yes.
And
which
then she's
made
doing
me
like
turn away.
Straight out of a Fulci movie. She cuts her tongue. Yes, I've seen that a million times.
Dude, come on, that was really fucking visceral.
You host a horror podcast where all you do is watch movies. Of course you've seen these tropes a million times. So they're probably lending from it, taking from it, staying on the shoulders of giants. If we want to talk about Texas Chainsaw 3D.
Let's talk about Texas Chainsaw 3D.
All right, how visually important was this film? what do I remember from this film? I remember the cop getting killed. I also remember seeing a person fall downstairs, and somehow that was important.
Well, it's fun to fall downstairs, all right? 100 years of Slinky sales are, you can't just dismiss that, Frisbee.
Do you want to know what I remember visually? I remember the chick's boyfriend, Trey Songz, getting it on with her in horse stall. Mm-hmm. And then 2 minutes later, her not caring that her boyfriend was fucking some other chick, because she's being chased by her cousin, who she later hugs. That's what I remember.
That's not visual. But yeah, of course. All right, if you discover that your boyfriend is cheating on you, but more importantly, a huge man with a chainsaw is chasing you, who you recently found cutting up fingers to like make food out of them, that takes precedence. You're not going to go, hold on, chainsaw guy. I got
a domestic. You're not a chick. Yeah. You would be like, hold on, chainsaw.
I don't know about that.
But there's no visuals in Texas 3D. There's what great scene can you lend to? I can give you like 6 scenes, 7 scenes in Evil Dead that were so visually impressive, they blow your mind. Can you give me 2 from Texas 3D?
I can.
By spooky points?
I will include spooky points. Spooky points. There's that scene. I don't know if you saw it, because you saw this movie in the theater, right?
Unfortunately.
Me and Frizbazzable, we saw the unrated cut. And a guy gets cut super in half really bad with a chainsaw. And that was pretty great. It was as good as the chainsaw scene from the finale of Evil Dead, I feel.
So you got 1 point, and there was what, like 7 in Evil Dead? So what else you got?
Well, also there's that scene where Leatherface puts a skin on top of his face and then attaches it to his face through his own skin via needles. And that was pretty impressive, I felt.
Okay, so we got 2. Ready for 3.
I've already conceded that Evil Dead wins this one. But I don't think that you should be dismissing this Texas Chainsaw, as I think there were some cool visuals in there. Also, the scene where Leatherface is wearing a cardigan sweater, cutting up dudes' fingers, it's amazing. It's outstanding. There are a lot of great visuals in this film.
I agree to disagree.
You wouldn't say that any of that's good. You don't think a man getting cut in half with a chainsaw is at all cool.
I didn't see that, and I hate this movie so much, I don't think I could like anything. I really don't.
Well, then how can we have an honest discussion about
it? I'm going to try, Parker.
Well, you're not trying at all. You're being a horror fan, and you're just saying
that
something's completely bad or completely good.
I didn't see that scene, so you can't hold me against it. I saw it in a theater.
Did you see the scene where Leatherface is wearing the cardigan and cutting up fingers?
Yeah, but just because he wears a cardigan doesn't make it good, you hipster.
He wears a cardigan in the original. He dresses like a lady. He's like dressed like a grandma in this, just like in the original.
Yeah, it's built like because it's based on Ed Gein. Yeah, I know. I know the story.
Well, I don't get that for this character, though. I mean, when I was watching Texas Chainsaw 3D, and I'm getting ahead of myself with your spooky points, I apologize. Right. We're supposed to be level-headed adults about this, but we sound like apeshit crazy.
We can't help.
All I was thinking is, like, the only other film I could think of recently that has done such a time jump or an attempted time jump, as I'm still not buying that, like, we're supposed to believe, yeah, well, this was probably 88 instead of 78.
74, no. Yeah,
going back further than that, it's beyond me. But Halloween H2O is the only other thing that I can think of that does similar things to this. And you want to talk about, like, ripping off stuff, putting people on meat hooks, well, it's a back and forth. It's like Texas Chainsaw did it first in a stronger way. Like the Tobe Hooper version, I'd much rather see than this one. And then Halloween H2O does it probably as a, I don't know, a kickback to that. Like, hey, putting people on meat hooks is fun. And then you do it again to that dude to cut him in half. And it's like, all right, well, meat hooks again. Meat hooks away.
Well, that's such a strong part of
what I'm saying is, like, one thing I don't get about this is with H2O, we're attempting to build some story. At least that's how I remember it. Mm-hmm. Could be way off with this.
They attempt.
I liked H2O.
Well,
I liked H2O.
I think that speaks volumes about what's happening.
Well, I like Josh Hartnett, and I was like dreamy young girl. But anyway,
I still don't understand why they're trying to, like. There's that scene where the cops investigating Leatherface's realm. It's like, oh, there's dresses in here, man. And some high heels and makeup. what a fruitcake. So, like, people who are transvestites are fruitcakes. And are, I mean, obviously he's going to be, like, some sick murderer. Obviously. What does that have to do with anything? What does that have to do with anything? I mean, I didn't even get that from the first one. Like, all I remember is that he had makeup on for that dinner sequence, but he's still wearing a fucking suit.
Like, yeah. When it was based on Ed Gein, whose mom was, like, oppressive, it wasn't that he wanted to be a girl, it was his mom, like, oppressive sexuality. This movie is not about guys dressing like girls. Let's embrace that.
Well, it's neither about is the first families. One.
It's about a real Hatfield and McCoy situation. And I could not give a fuck.
Frisbee. I can't believe this. I can't believe what's happening here. In the first one, it's a satire on the nuclear family situation. It's a satire on, like, the, you know, it's saying, oh, well, you know, yeah, if you've got, like, this perfect family, maybe they're not so perfect. Maybe they eat people and turn people into stew and shit like that. And Leatherface sort of plays the mom role in that. There's no female members of the family. And Leatherface is sort of a take on that sort of situation.
Whoa, no female members of the family?
I don't agree with you. Yeah,
what the fuck was that female member doing in the beginning of this movie then?
Well,
she was there with a baby.
With the Sawyer charm, which miraculously stayed intact 42 years later.
What was with that anyway? Like, I thought the entire point of what they're trying to cut back from, like, these flashbacks of the earlier film is that, hey, there's no woman present. Isn't that fucking weird and creepy? It's a male-dominated freak fest. It's a sausage party. But then all of a sudden, hey, we're Sawyers. We got this lady with a baby here.
Who set us on fire? Yeah, who pregnanted her?
We don't know.
Leatherface?
Not important.
It could be anybody. It doesn't really matter. I don't understand this. Do you like Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2?
Yeah.
It was funny.
Like, all over the top.
You both like it. Well, they add a bunch of family members that weren't in the first one, so why is it such a problem here?
You're not going to let me just say what I think about it. Because you're
trying
to
tell
people.
A story. I think Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2 was more shock. It's like Army of Darkness. Yeah.
Well,
exactly.
I think this
movie is trying to take itself seriously, and that's part of the problem.
Parker,
am I just allowed to say what I think about Texas? Please, just can I have 1 minute to say what I think about it?
Well, I want to continue with my point. You guys are fine with the addition of new family members in the original sequel, but in this sequel, you're not based on
only
because
it was schlocky. It was only because it was funny. The sequel wasn't meant to be taken seriously. It wasn't meant to be taken as a horror movie per se.
Dennis Hopper's on the cover with a shotgun. There's nothing to say like, hey, remember Texas Chainsaw Massacre? This is everything you loved about the original. No, they're fucking it up.
Well,
ending, she's like swinging a chainsaw over her head. A semi-truck goes by in the background. That's all I remember from that film now after having seen it for years.
I agree with Frisbee. It's not at all to be taken seriously like 3D is.
They add characters in the third Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
If that's what you want to focus on, that's great.
They add characters.
That actually does happen in that movie too. So...
if we're going to the third Texas, you're losing me. Because after the second one, no, I'm gone. I'm out of the series.
Well, that's true. But they do this a lot. They added extra family members all throughout the Texas Chainsaw movies. They added them in Freddy Part 6, Halloween 4, Halloween 2. I mean, this is just something that happens. Are you guys opposed to it all the time? Because if not, I think you're just being negative Nancy's here.
That's not why I hate them in this movie.
I think the point goes back to that this is a character that has, like, some identity crisis of being genderless. Like, he wants to be female because there's no female member in the family. But if that's such a strong point as to why he dresses up as a woman, why is there a woman in the family?
And why did he knock somebody up? And how did she age from 1974 to now?
Because the original
reason that woman's in the family is to create the protagonist of this film,
which is bullshit.
I mean, it's I'm a lost on that point.
I don't know. It's a horror trope that happens so often that I don't understand. I mean, you also have to.
I love how you're trying to, like, bring it back in. Like, you can't
with
be
horror
like
fan
crazy
argument.
In your...
it's a horror fan horror argument. Fan. It's like it's in all horror films. So why should we be so miffed?
Yeah.
should probably get back to spooky points because we're all lost on horror film geekdom, I think.
All right. Well, I'm taking away both your copies of Freddy's Dead because obviously you hate them too. We have story progression here. This is pretty obvious. How does the story progress? In Evil Dead, there is no story. In Texas Chainsaw Massacre, there's a lot of story. So I give it to Texas Chainsaw Massacre because there is actually a plot in the film.
Frisbee, can you and I both agree that Evil Dead gets more of a plot point than 3D? Evil Dead is a remake. It's not meant to be a plot point. And Parker, you said on Junk Food Dinner, like, oh my god, after Cabin in the Woods, I can't, like, even... Cabin in the Woods was meant to mock the original Evil Dead, so of course the remake of Evil Dead seems like Cabin in the Woods.
Well, that's
logical.
That's not what I was saying. I was saying that if you're making a movie, and Halloween H2O did this as well, you know, if you're making a movie that is a straight-up horror movie, and you have all your cliches that go along with your specific genre, and then a movie, a year before your movie comes out, while you're still working on your movie, calls out all of these cliches, why don't you change it around a little?
Why would you? It's like you're remaking, like, this is the movie.
Well, why?
What would you change about Evil Dead?
They changed so much about this movie that you can't say that. I mean, if they're changing everything, there's no raining blood in Evil Dead. There's no...
That's your favorite part of the remake.
Yeah, but it's not, like, it doesn't happen in the first one. We've already established that they're going to be changing things. And beyond that, they change things from the original to make it more like Cabin in the Woods. There's that whole scene where the high school teacher is reading Sanskrit for some fucking reason, and he says, hey, as soon as they get five souls, then the old ones can rise and take over the earth. Like, it's exactly from Cabin in the Woods. I could not take that movie seriously.
Do you like Evil Dead, though, or Evil Dead 2?
Yeah.
But they don't have stories either. I mean, to use your argument from earlier about how other films do the same thing of reintroducing characters that have not been introduced before. It's like, oh, they were always part of the family. Evil Dead and Evil Dead 2 do not have stories. It's like, hey, let's go to the cabin. Oh, what's this? A tape? Play. Ah, my friends are dead. That's all that fucking happens. That's exactly what happens in Evil Dead, this remake. Except they try to bring in a story about how it's a weekend to get this girl clean. Who has a history of not getting clean. Like, I know this girl's history.
Come on, like, they don't recreate Ash. Like, how could you be better at making a sequel but not shitting upon the hero of it? Like, they did it so nonchalantly. I don't understand why you hate it. I don't. Sorry, Frisbee, you were supposed to be on Parker's side, and you are on my side.
What's so good about introducing characters that... What's so good about them saying, oh, we've got to get this girl clean out in the middle of the woods? Like, how does that add to the story other than to just create a completely daft metaphor?
Then you might as well say they hate Evil Dead and Evil Dead 2 because they're just going to the cabin for a college getaway? I don't even know.
Yeah.
By all rights, if this is the argument that's being made, like, Evil Dead and Evil Dead 2 suck. No. On that story plot point, no story. I still enjoy those films.
There's a lot. Well, there's a good amount of story in the second one.
What story?
What?
No, Parker, come on. I think you're standing on a hipster like mountain, going poo poo on you, Evil Dead. But you don't really have any valid points. Like, Evil Dead 1 and 2 don't have any real story. This movie added a little story. I will give you the main like male lead is like not a good actor, but he's not meant to be the main. And they don't make him into Ash. If they made him into Ash, if it ended on the first logical point where you thought it was going to end, I would have hated it. But they don't. They give you a new twist. And 3D gives you a shit on your face.
But actually, before we get any further, I wanted to get back to the spooky points. To be objective about this, to be purely objective about this, the point is, like, to hate on Evil Dead, to bash on it for not having a story, is the same as to hate on the previous incarnations, the Sam Raimi ones, for not having any story. And I'll admit that Evil Dead is a weak story. It's just going to a cabin. That's all it ever was. So by that objective standpoint, Texas Chainsaw, at least it's trying for a story. I don't like it. I mean, it's not going to make me come back to it, but it's there, and they try something.
I'll concede to that.
Yeah. And they try something that's never been done. I've never seen a slasher movie where by the end of it, your protagonist and your antagonist are good buddies. They went out, they did something that was risky, which you will never ever say about this Evil Dead remake. It was by the numbers. It was conventional in every sense.
What do you mean by by the numbers?
They just took the original. They didn't do anything risky with it. There's nothing risky as far as...
They said it like 10, 15 years in the future.
Evil Dead?
And they added like... Oh, God.
Are you talking about Texas Chainsaw?
Yeah. They moved like the original story forward 15 years.
And... Yeah, the original Texas Chainsaw had plot, if that's what you're getting at.
Take out by the numbers and I'll follow you. So
I'm talking about the Evil Dead remake. It was by the numbers.
What?
The Evil Dead remake is very by the numbers. Like, it seems like something you would see in a horror movie in America in 2013.
It's remaking Evil Dead, if that's what you're getting at.
That's not even what I'm getting at. I'm getting at that there's nothing there that sets it apart from anything else that has come out lately.
I have not seen a movie in the theater that was that violent, that graphic, that real effects in as long as I can imagine. So I definitely think it sets itself apart. But I'm a horror movie fan, so I'm talking about visuals. The story, yes, you're right. It doesn't set itself apart from any other story, but I don't think that's what it's relying on. So if you want that, I'll give your point to Texas.
Yeah, Texas Chainsaw Massacre is saying, we've seen what's happened before and we're going to try something completely different.
Texas Chainsaw 3D?
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's not something that at the end you should hug the guy that killed all your friends.
Fucking...
All right, so you guys are hung up on this. This whole movie...
What are we hung up on? That it's a bad movie?
I came out swinging about the actors. Like, I am not buying any of this shit, man. They're trying to sell me a story. And I don't know if it's the production, if it's something in the dialogue, because the dialogue stinks, bro. And maybe it's just these actors weren't interested. Like, all of them are just... Anytime I saw them walking around, it's like they were in some Japanese car commercial. They're just like, all right, well, at least this is a paycheck. I'm not invested in it. You know, I don't think that they're invested in it.
I'm a little shocked, Mr. Frisbee, to hear you say that all these actors are terrible, considering you went on about how much you liked the one girl in this movie when she was in Death Valley.
Yes. It broke my heart.
Trey Songz and rap music and Texas Chainsaw. Why would that? We're going to run out of time, but I need to make sure I say there should be no rap music in Texas Chainsaw.
See, this is... Period. This was your...
Or violin strings. Why is there a cello playing?
Right.
It's so confusing.
We're going to run out of time, and I needed to say these things.
Why is it so weird that there's rap music in this movie? That seemed to be your main argument. That seemed to be your main argument on your show, was that there was rap music in this movie, so it's bad.
That's one of the things that pissed me off the most. Everything that pissed me off about this movie was, number one, it doesn't make sense logically. Time frame. Number two, they show up at the thing.
If you concede, like, here's an envelope. Hold on. If you concede that the first movie took place 10 years later, this makes perfect sense.
Okay, then let's go to the point where they're like, here's the envelope that tells you everything you should know. She's like, fuck the envelope. Let me throw it away. Let me let this dude ransack the house. Meanwhile, Leatherface is in the basement. And the letter tells me the whole time, but fuck it, I'm not going to open it.
Yeah, that's dramatic irony. Oedipus could have asked some lady if she was his mom, but he didn't, so he ended up fucking her. Like,
she has a letter. It's dramatic. A letter that they say, please read this. The guy says, please read this letter before you do anything.
Okay, if somebody hands you the keys to a mansion, and then in the other hand, he hands you a letter, which one are you going to play with first?
I would definitely hand those keys over to a person I just met.
Yeah, and let him be in the house while I go get booze. I agree, Frisbee. That's what I would have done too.
I just didn't give it. Yeah, why would I care about these characters? They're dumb.
They spent 12 hours with that guy. They found him to be very nice.
For Leatherface.
That's the point. You're supposed to root for Leatherface. He's the protagonist at the end.
But Parker, seriously, you can't say like Texas Chainsaw is deep rooted in this culture. Like, there's no reason for rap music and for Trey Songz to be remaking it. It's like a shit upon the original. It really is. It's like, hi, we're douchey 2010, where we listen to rap and we listen to people with last names of songs with a Z. Like, it's insulting. The movie is insulting to me.
Maybe you're right, Mitt Romney. Maybe it is bad that rap music is part of our culture these days.
Call me Mr. Romney.
I will call you Mr. Romney. Congressman Romney.
We are so off track.
Evil Dad treats it gingerly. Texas 3D just kind of shits upon the original, and it pisses me off. And that's why I went on tirade the first time, and I had to cut out half my cast.
How does it shit on the original? Just because they mess with the time and there's a rapper?
Well, they mess with the time, and they mess with the story. And seriously, Leatherface isn't meant to be cuddly.
Yes, he is. He plays the mom role in the original. He's not the monster that... they make it clear in this that he just wants to protect his house. He's not, Jason or anything like this. He's a very human character.
He doesn't want to be cuddly, Parker. I disagree.
Well, as a person who has seen the first one, I'm going to disagree with you.
It's like one of my favorites, but...
He spend a lot of time crying in that movie and being picked on by his family? He's a very sympathetic character.
I'm just going to...
Is that not in the first one?
I don't agree with you at all. Like, I don't. Well, like, I understand that he's supposed to be a sympathetic character, but in this movie, he's not even the main character. This chick, who, again, completely doesn't make sense to the timeline, is supposed to be the main character. And she's so oblivious that she doesn't even open the letter. And then he kills all of her friends, and she's like, oh, we're blood related. Let's hug it out. That just doesn't make any logical sense.
Of course, it's all there in the story. This story is saying that things are more nature than nurture. And, I mean, you see in the first scene, she works in a butcher shop. She makes art out of bones. She's very much related to Leatherface. They're saying that family is more important than anything else. And that's why the things work out in the end. Her friends are pieces of shit. She sees things in the outside world that are not her family. She sees her best friend having sex with her boyfriend. She sees a stranger she just trusts rob her. She's seen the mayor of a town kill women and children, and she says, hey, rather than hang out in that world, I want to hang out with my creepy cousin who wears the Leatherface.
And he disembowels people, including people that you know. Like, disemboweling people is not a moral trait. It's not a quality trait. Like, if your family was doing that, would you want to hang out with that family? Be like, well, it's better than the outside world.
If the outside world was more monstrous, if the outside world was a place where...
There's more wrath.
Hands. Look, what is he doing? How is that more or less monstrous? I'm not sure of the scale here.
That's
but...
the whole point of this movie. They're saying
you just pick and choose. Then no. Is it nature or nurture, or is it pick and choose? Like, well, it's disgusting outside, but it's disgusting here too. So I'm just gonna pick this one
because
you know, this guy has a chainsaw.
Because family is family.
If your woman cheated on you, would you go back to your chainsaw wielding cousin and be like, "Let's talk it out, bro"?
Yeah, totally. I mean, I guess it's nature. I mean, I guess that's the nature in it. I don't wanna be in that outside world if it's just as terrible inside.
You, the English major, Frisbee. I can't believe that you're not on board with something like this. Something so thematically visceral as this.
Well, now I'm thinking this is a total ripoff of Oedipus, so...
Parker, do you really think that Texas Chainsaw 3D is better than Evil Dead? Or are you just doing this to try and poo-poo on me, like talking crap on you? Let's be honest. Do you really, honestly value Texas 3D over Evil Dead Remake?
Yes, I think it's a much more interesting film.
Oh my God.
I think Evil Dead's a much more entertaining film. I think that's where these roads differ. But we didn't even get to all the
spooky points.
Oh, who cares about the goddamn.
We're out of time before that.
We're going to run out of time.
What are the rest of them? Just quickly run them off. So you can at least know what they are.
Thematic and causal scene relation, character dimensions, and subtext.
Character dimensions. That's rough. I mean, both these... We can agree that both these films aren't great, right?
No, like, I can't. I loved Evil Dead. I loved the remake. I loved it very much. I gave it a 9.
Okay.
Yeah, it's...
Yeah.
I don't know. Neither one of these movies are great. The characters... no character in Evil Dead goes through a story arc. Unless you count...
Unless
if you count not doing heroin for a couple hours of story arc, then I'll grant you that.
No, but come on, she goes through a story arc, and then you go through her false endings, and you get through the end, through the metal raining blood, and
That's not a story arc. Those are plot points. A story arc is where a person, you have them at the beginning, and by the end they're a totally different person, and that does not happen to Mia at all. She gets possessed.
She gets buried. She has to fight a demon. Loses
she
all
comes
of her friends.
Out on the other side.
Once again, those are plot points. Those are not.
But
that's not character.
Who she is.
Oh, those don't happen to her. Then she doesn't go through those experiences.
No, those are plot points. I'm talking about how is she different from the beginning at the end? How is she changed as a person?
She is not like even connected with the world at the beginning. At the end, she's come through it all, and she is like a person again. What in Texas Chainsaw is an arc from anyone?
Okay, so in Evil Dead, then we have an arc that is really just a metaphor for kicking drugs, a lame metaphor for kicking drugs.
Disagree, but okay.
A thinly veiled metaphor that you have to fight your own demons at the end. Probably one of the
I don't think it's thinly veiled. I think it's pretty blatant.
Well, yeah.
And
I think
that was a kind of an interesting take on something that really had no context outside of, like, just getting away for the weekend. That was the original Evil Dead. That's it. I mean, I hate to belabor this point, but, like, as fun as the, as nostalgic as the original Evil Deads are, there's nothing to those fucking films. It's Sam Raimi's schlock, and it's funny, and it's fun to watch. We all love them.
There's no plot.
But it's just like film is a remake. To claim it's a remake, it doesn't even hold up to the original. It's like, fuck yeah, it does, and it tries something else. It's just as much as like Texas Chainsaw 3D is being daring and adding this, you know, familial concept of like, oh, what is it to be related to a serial killer that you didn't know you were related to before.
You guys are talking about plot again. In the first two Evil Deads, Ash goes through a character transformation. That's what I'm talking about. He goes from sort of a meek, weak-willed guy in the first one to sort of the de facto tough guy who has to overcome. And in the second one, he goes from a fucking dork to a tough dork. And Mia goes from being on drugs to not being on drugs.
No, I don't agree with you. Like, she goes from being on drugs and being weak to being a strong character that's going to fight and do through anything. Like, she proves it. And the scene where she's under the car, like, she shows that she is tougher than that. And she's gonna beat whatever comes in life, not just drugs. Like, comes in life.
I thought that you were constructing that with that metaphor of the necklace. She gets that necklace from her brother.
Yeah.
What does it represent? It represents, like, strength or willpower or something. And at the end, doesn't she have that?
She picks it up again. Yep.
Puts it on.
That's more character development than Ash ever had. And they pull together Evil Dead 1 and 2, kind of, in this movie. I just don't know why you hate it so much, Parker. It's so good.
I don't hate it. I'm indifferent towards it. It's a nothing movie. It's people who saw the Evil Dead and guys in suits who said, hey, Evil Dead, we haven't remade that yet. Let's go ahead and remake it. And let's take out all the charm of it. Let's take out every piece of energy that made those two movies work and turn it into like a slick little Hollywood thing featuring a bunch of models.
See, I disagree. I feel like the guy that redid this
Trey Songz.
I love you. I don't even need to argue anymore. Yeah, Trey Songz.
Was he bad in the movie? Was he like not good at acting?
He was bad.
Yeah, he was bad. He was very
Every
bad.
Time he came out, I'm like, why is he in this film?
He was in two scenes. I don't understand.
He was in quite a few scenes.
He was in quite a few scenes.
When she learns that she's been adopted.
I think you guys
he's
are
there
being...
when he's driving the van.
I think you guys are being a couple of Mike Huckabees about the situation.
I think you thought that Frisbee was going to be on your side, and then you realize that Texas is a bunch of shit. And nobody can be on your side if you're arguing Texas over pretty much anything. I think that Robo would argue Halloween Rob Zombie, which he hates with all the fire of his being, over Texas Remake. I guess not, because he told me that I needed to calm down, but yeah. I don't get it. I don't get it, Parker. I don't know why I hate Evil Dead so much. It was a really good remake. The original was not very plotful. The remake added a little plot. There was so much fucking gore. And you admitted there was metal blood rain.
Would you say that these are the same sort of monsters from the first one? Or would you say that they're different in the way that they work and in their mythology?
I don't think I understand your question.
In the first movie, we had these trickstery monsters who didn't want to kill you. They just wanted to drive you mad. And they floated from time to time.
Like marionettes.
And in this one, one of them, out of the four in the movie, talks. The other ones are silent monsters that just try to eat you. Would you say that that's a good representation of Evil Dead? Or would you say that these guys just kind of did whatever and made their own monsters?
I feel like it's a good representation.
Have you seen the original Evil Dead movies? Have you seen
them? I reviewed it not that long ago on a Cabin Cast when we talked about Cabin in the Woods as well. So yes, I've seen them. Yes, I appreciate them. I think you're holding them to a really high standard because they're not the greatest movies. It was a Sam Raimi, basically first movie, he did Evil Dead 2 because he knew Evil Dead 1 wasn't that good. And so
why he did that. He did it to make money.
To see this remake, which I'm sorry, the guy who made it did it with love. He obviously appreciated the original.
I don't think he's seen the original. I know he's seen The Ring. I know he's seen The Exorcist. I know he's seen Fulci's Zombie, but I'm not convinced that he's seen Evil Dead.
Even if he didn't see those movies, Bruce Campbell and Sam Raimi are producing it, and they hold way more clout than probably the director and writer together. I mean, producers aren't there just to stand around and look pretty, as we probably like to believe. They actually input and add some advice as to what the film should be doing.
And they wouldn't throw in like the car from the original, like if they were just standing out
cut
and
off
being
hand.
Like, yeah, I mean like the chainsaw, like it's sorry.
These are all nods, but yeah, it's neither here. They're nods. That's it. But it's just,
and they made their own movie. It's like not that far out of the spectrum, but they made it their own. They had metal fucking effects, and I don't know. I felt like it was done with love, and I feel like Texas was done very, like, some dude sat up in a chair and was like, we should make a movie with Trey Songz because he's a rapper and he's famous.
If Evil Dead had all CGI effects, would you still like it?
I can't believe you're making this point about a movie that's called Texas Chainsaw 3D.
Like, we're talking about Evil Dead right now. We're talking about Evil Dead. I don't care about Texas Chainsaw right now.
You're talking about special effects. That's one thing that, like, Texas Chainsaw is trying to just lob over all other horror movies by name alone. And by lob, I mean that in a very little sense. Two chainsaws came flying at me in 2D when I watched this film.
And that was metal.
I didn't know what the fuck was going on.
That was not metal.
That was super metal. If Evil Dead had, if Evil Dead was all CG, would you like it?
Probably not. But I feel like
that's not the mark of a good film.
I don't agree.
Still,
I feel like there's
good
a market.
Films. Why are we talking about this?
Yeah, like
Texas
Evil Dead was
Chainsaw
not
3D. Yeah, Parker, I think we're on the same page that these are not great movies.
Yeah, and, Parker,
and I understand why you think.
Yeah, it's not meant for plot. That's not what Evil Dead was about. It's not about plot. They went to the woods. Woohoo! That's the movie. Like, yeah, plot points. Okay, you're right. Texas 3D had another plot point. It was really fucking epically dumb. But yeah, these movies aren't about plot. Neither of them are.
So you only like Evil Dead because there's blood in it.
No, I like Evil Dead because it was a reimagining from the first one. The acting was good, except for the main dude.
And the girls.
And the effects were great.
And the girls. And the girls who aren't Mia. They were terrible at acting.
Don't agree.
Well, there's really not one for acting, is there, on the spooky point scale?
No.
We have, character depth?
Character dimensions, yes.
Dimensions, okay.
So, yeah, here, let's go through the characters of Evil Dead. We've got the teacher. We've got the mechanic. The girlfriend.
Teacher is obviously the worst one in my book. guy.
I love the teacher. I love him. I
fucking hated that character.
I love him. He's such a hipster. He's like Parker. He's a hipster. I love him.
I don't know what that guy is.
He looks like an underwear model when he's not like in the hipster motif. Anyway, sorry. Go ahead. Parker, if you're going to go through the Evil Dead characters, can we first go through the Texas Chainsaw characters? Because we're going to run out of time, and I'd like to point out that there's no characters in Texas 3D.
The Heather character is a full-on character who goes through a lot of changes in the film. You can't say she's not a character.
You mean when she gave away the keys and then didn't read the letter?
That's the timer. You keep harping on these same two things over and over. She didn't read the letter.
3 hours to discuss this.
That's the show, folks.
That's the show.
That's what you get when folks get heated and shit gets real. It's the real world featuring Evil Dead from 2013 and Texas Chainsaw 3D, also of 2013.
There you have it, everybody. If you want to dismiss a movie because a rapper is in it and because they don't read a letter.
You're not allowed to talk anymore, Parker. It's over.
It's my show.
Bell has sounded. We can no longer stand on our pedestals.
Yeah, this is it. If you haven't made up your mind yet, then you never will. So, tough nuts.
Can we solicit feedback? Because I'd really like to know what people thought based on our discussion tonight.
No.
Yeah, you can email us at poolpartyradio@gmail.com.
No way.
Or not. You can reach us at our Facebook page.
Which is, no.
That's not available either. But if you were to go to facebook.com/poolpartyradio, you might become our friend. You might like us.
Can they find me at Katie?
Sure. That'll really work.
Sure. Check out the Rotten Rantings podcast. Where Katie Rotz and Chris Robo, no relation to Robo John Brown, discuss horror movies. And
Parker sometimes comes and is an ass.
Where can they find you, Katie?
Yeah, KatieRotz@gmail, KatieRotzRR on Facebook, RottenRantings.com. And if you really want horror reviews, Frisbee is always welcome. When Parker comes on, we get really upset, but he comes on a lot. But no, it was really fun discussing this with you guys, and I really thought I was going to be completely slammed into the ground because Parker made me believe, Frisbee, that you were just going to champion 3D. So I feel kind of vindicated.
I said that he had never seen it before. How does that lead you?
You told me that you guys were going to bash me about Evil Dead.
That's not what I said. I said that Frisbee was indifferent about Evil Dead.
That's not what you said. I will get my text messaging out now.
I will read these texts. The three text messages for an hour.
We're going to start a website where Parker and I will post the text messages that we had concerning what Jason Frisbee thought.
That sounds like a real interesting Tumblr. You can also visit podawful.net and check out some other podcasts. Our podcast bros of Podawful with Jesse P.S., Bi-Quarterly Women's Social Club, Chris Wilding and crew. You got your Doan, you've got your Max, you got them all there. And
they've got a guy named Doan on the show?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Oh, wait, no, I'm thinking of
Kissing Contest.
Oh,
man.
Sorry.
What a mistake.
I blew it. What a maroon.
Oh, my God, you're dead. You're fired. You're never going to work here.
I guess not. Anyway, check them out. They're all a lot of fun. You can find all that at podawful.net.
Before we tune out, guys, I was waiting for soundboards, but we got so heated. I didn't even get much Muhammad or anything, but I love you both anyway.
I'm madly in love with you.
Glad to know it.
I want you to come up north next week.
I'm there.
I want to spend the rest of my life with you.
I'm a little conflicted.
Would you move to Minnesota so we can get married there the first chance we get?
I might get in trouble if I agree to that.
Yeah.
He's buttering your toast. I've been there too, Katie.
I'm not meeting at the Red Onion. I refuse.
He tends to fall in love with people. That's what he does. Yeah. All right. Well, I guess that's everything. We're going to end this episode with a Trey Songz song. So enjoy.
A deep cut.
Yep. And this is Parker Pizzazzle Basil for Katie Rizzazzle Basil and Frizzazzle Basil Jazzle Basil. Thanks for having Frizzazzle.
You are now tuned into the Pod Awful channel. PodAwful.net.
Her head is on my chest. The sun comes rolling in. We're lost in these covers. And all I feel is skin. I slowly kiss your face. Beautiful in every way. You are. See, I'm a man that don't believe in much. But I'd be damned if I don't believe in us. How we play a fight up in the bathroom. Next thing you know, I'm making love to you. Girl, promise me you'll never change. She ain't perfect, but she's worth it. Every breath I breathe for the life of me. And I know I might not deserve it, but she loves me. And it's simply amazing. You are simply amazing. You are simply amazing.
Smile like the sunset, and the ocean is ahead. Ooh. What she do ain't fair. Does she know me better than I know myself? Mm-hmm. See, I'm a man.
I hate this.